Hello and welcome to another episode of 10,000 Hours. I'm Grant Spanier.
And I'm Vince Cochi.
And today is episode 21 with a dear friend of mine, Nora Permort, who is currently running social media over at Lifetime Fitness. She's got all sorts of accolades she's racked up. Recently, she won a 3232 from the Advertising Federation of Minnesota. I think she was on some sort of the Real Power 50 Minneapolis St. Paul business journal or business magazine list this year. She's a go-getter. She's a killer.
She's doing a lot of really great things.
She is. I mean, she's like across the board too.
Yeah.
She kind of lives in that like nebulous, like hard to define area. I mean, she works in social media technically, but she's just doing so many things. And
exactly.
And also, you know, like has been very public, or publishes, you know, about, her husband's battle with brain cancer, or I guess more specifically about her relationship, less about cancer, more just about her relationship.
Yeah.
And her child actually. Following hashtag RelphieGrams,
yes,
on Instagram is like the best waste of like a half hour you can do. You can see every picture of her baby that's ever been taken, and it's hilarious. So she's really funny. She's doing cool stuff, and like given her sort of backstory and my relationship with her and just her awesomeness, it was a really good topic. I think we focused on what matters was the topic. So we're talking a lot about the things that are important to us. I mean, what else did we touch on, Vince?
Yeah, basically it's like prioritization. Mm. It's not sweating the small stuff. It's learning what actually has an impact on your life and how to get past the stuff that doesn't.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a, sort of a sense of perspective.
That's and, a good way to put it, man. Perspective is exactly
hey, thank
it.
You.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Vince. Great conversation with her. And when we're thinking about sweating the small stuff and ignoring the things that don't matter, there's one tool I use particularly to do so. What it does is it creates a little folder in my email inbox called Sane Later, and it basically sends all of the little things into that inbox, and it skips right over my main inbox, which is where what matters goes, where the important messages go, and I can
Bingo.
Train it, you know, and I can train it. I can tell it to send specific contacts there. I can specific promotions. It sends me a daily digest email at like 4 p.m. every day where I can quickly breeze through the emails that got filtered out. And honestly, I tell everyone I know, who, especially people who are like talking about productivity, to go get this. I don't even know. I honestly don't even know what I pay a month for this. I think it's like $4 or $6 or something. It's such a good investment. It saves me probably, I would say, 2 to 4 hours every single week.
Wow.
That's like significant. I mean, especially for people who are freelancers and who are billing their time, like you're an idiot if you don't go do that. So if you are interested in trying it, there's a 2-week free trial. We get a small kickback if you use our link. I don't even care, honestly, if you use that. I'm more concerned about you like saving your time. But if you do want to help us out and try out the product, which I strongly suggest you do, go to Sanebox, sanebox.com/ad/10khrs. That's sanebox.com/ad/10khrs. And download your trial, check it out. And I'd actually love to hear what you think about it, because I love that product and I use it every single day.
I would love to hear it too. And I would love for you guys to love this episode, because we had a lot of fun making it. Thank you, Nora Permort. Thank you, Sanebox. And thank you, listeners. Have fun.
A friendly font, you know, or like I have to put
you
in like a lot of
font.
No, I need one. Like there needs to be like some sort
it's
of like
sartalic.
Oh, like make sure like this sounds mean, but it's not mean.
It's not
right.
Like because I can't
it's direct.
Be, yes, and I can't font. Be direct without like
sounding
fearing
mean.
That I'm bitchy. So I better put a smiley face in there, and
but then
it
looks
does
sarcastic.
It. Yeah, or it makes me look like a moron, and like no man that I know. No offense, guys, but like no man that I know is like, God, I wonder if I should put a smiley face in here so people don't think I'm a bitch.
I swear to God, I do that.
Okay, Vince, I just want to hop right into it. I don't want to vacillate. I don't want to dance around this. Sometimes I feel like we take a while to get to the point. So I want you to tell me what you're putting your time into, what you're working on right now.
Well, I'm happy to answer, Grant, as always. So work's keeping me busy. Still working on Excelsior Brewing Company. They're having a second annual Beer Day celebration, so that's kept me busy. Also, I recorded episode 3 of CosbyCast this weekend, which is
he comes on this show and just pimps his other podcast.
I really don't. It's just something me and a friend of mine who is a former guest on this show,
episode
actually,
6.
Elliot Matson. Something we do. It's a comedy show, and it's just funny. It's about the Cosby Show.
Well, it's two comedians talking seriously about it.
It's two idiots just fucking around is what it is.
Well, okay. Your show.
But it's a lot of fun, and hey, so we did show. That this weekend, and otherwise I've been busy at work. What about you, Grant? What have you been working on this week?
Ooh, I'm fresh off a pretty intense shoot. We did a two commercials in 2 days, which is a lot, and one of them was overnight, so we didn't start shooting until like 8 or 9
That's
on
a late
Saturday.
Start. That's
yeah.
A really
and
late
then,
start.
And then we had a call time at like 11 or 12 the next day. And didn't wrap up until about, 10 or 11 last night. So, was working on that, doing some art direction on a couple of Fiat spots, which is sweet. And, working with some real cool people on that. Speaking of cool people, one of my favorites, and I really mean this, man. I really mean it. And I've told Vince this many, many times before.
I can verify that he means it.
Yeah, yeah. One of my favorite people on the planet. Very, very nice, very funny, very tall.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Social media man.
Senior manager.
Excuse me.
It matters.
Which, to clarify, is not a 65 plus position. Yeah. It's just... So she's doing some social stuff over there, and she's got a whole mess of other things you're working on and doing, and what's...
A woman of many talents.
Yes, so many talents. Nora McInerney
Permort. Nailed it.
Did I get it?
Yeah, you
okay.
got it.
Nice.
Yep.
Flawless.
That felt good.
Welcome.
It's good. Thank you.
Hey, and actually, this is a first. You're our first in-studio, sole in-studio guest. So most of the time, Vince and I are here, As of lately, Vince and I are recording, and then recording with somebody who's elsewhere.
We call in, but today
I'm here.
Got her in person.
We're all here.
Such a pleasure. Can I do the honors?
Please.
What have you been working on?
What have I been working on? Well, I'm raising a human, and it takes
so
up.
That's something.
Yeah.
So,
I'm raising it.
What are those,
I'm raising
what are those running right now at market rate? Did you?
Honestly, I really haven't run the numbers lately.
Okay.
And to be fair, and... Women are not going to like me saying this.
Shoot.
It really does not take as much time as I thought it would.
Really?
Yeah. So when I'm like, God, I'm so busy having a kid. No, not
Dang
really.
It.
You're like kind of busy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of busy.
Right.
Can women have it all? Yes.
Yeah. You damn well better. Well, what are you doing?
Oh, man.
Whoa. Yeah.
Strong positions already. 5 minutes into the show.
Yeah, you really can. You should. You should have everything you want.
Hell yeah.
So I work at Lifetime Fitness,
cool.
which I love.
Great company.
Working in the social media team there. It's a great company. Every day I just get to help make the world healthier. That's a pretty rad thing.
Yeah.
That is cool.
It's a pretty rad thing. And I'm working on my blog, which is, it's called My Husband's Tumor. So it's real.
So could you guess?
Real comedy. and basically I'm just like a serial Tumblr maker.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. So I just had an idea for one. I'm going to throw it out there. If anyone else is interested.
Please.
Oh,
this
cool.
is a sneak peek exclusive.
Hold on.
It's called You Don't Need This Shit. And it's pictures of all the dumb stuff. Like I was in an unnamed retailer, in the Twin Cities.
What were you?
And they're selling plastic corn on the cob dishes.
Oh.
You don't want a corn on the cob dishes? It's just a plate, you dummies. You don't need like a special dish for your corn on the cob that's plastic and like probably coated in like
was
lead.
Was it shaped like a corn?
It was shaped like a corn.
Of course it was.
I don't know. I feel like you get in that situation though. And
you're like, it's a dollar.
And then also you get in the situation where you're having the corn on the cob, right?
Yeah, corn on the cob.
And you're like, shit, oh, God, I could use a corn on the cob holder.
I don't want it rolling. Get over it.
It rolls into your hamburgers all the time though.
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh,
just
when
make
you're
it.
I don't know. I might have to push back on this.
It's your responsibility to make a stable environment for your corn on the cob every time you fix yourself a plate. You don't need another dish. So that's one idea.
Reminds me of Kate Bingaman-Burt, who, episode 19, did a project called Obsessive Consumption.
Yep.
Where she drew all the things she bought. And also...
Oh, I know that girl.
Yes. And also...
Of her.
Sure.
Yeah.
I know. You feel like you know.
Yeah.
And she also wrote illustrated all of her credit card debt until she paid it off, which was quite amazing.
Cool projects.
But I've been thinking about that recently because I moved into the studio maybe like 3 months ago, and it was kind of like, I don't miss anything I threw away. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, okay, maybe I should throw some more stuff away because I don't, it's just taking up space, man.
Yeah. The once a week I just go through our house with a bag and then I bring it directly to
the garbage.
No.
Or the,
I mean, sometimes. It's like Unique or like, you know, Salvation Army or
there
something.
There you go.
We have a lot of stuff that we don't need.
That's important.
And then I'm trying to turn that Tumblr, not the shit you don't need, but the story about our family and like our little love story into a essay book or a memoir book. I don't know really what I would call it.
Hell yeah.
It's kind of like just bringing that blog to life. So...
And I guess give context. I don't know if you want to talk about that or, I mean, basically...
A context about
what that is for somebody who isn't familiar with it.
Yeah.
With your situation.
On October 31st, 2011, I had a boyfriend. His name was Aaron. He was pretty cool. We've been dating for like a year and I was sitting at work and my phone rang and it was his friend, Matt Pruitt.
Who I know. He's a cool guy.
He's a cool dude. One of the funniest guys on Twitter.
Honestly. Oh, nice.
If you're not following Matt Pruitt on Twitter.
We'll show notes that.
He's very funny. Yep. He's very funny. Well-crafted tweets.
Wow.
Mixed in with some dad jokes, which is okay because now he's a dad. and he wanted to know if Aaron had ever had a seizure before. And I thought, I don't know, I just kind of assumed he was joking because... Like, I don't know. They sometimes would send emails. Like if you left your computer open, it's, you know,
sure.
I don't know. And plus it just was so absurd.
Yeah.
But he was not joking. And Aaron had a seizure and I went to Abbott Northwestern and I met him there and, they gave him all these tests and it turned out he had a brain tumor that had been growing for 4 years. Like that brain tumor was on our first date.
Oh, man.
That brain tumor saw me naked. That brain tumor. Oh, just man. Kidding. White wedding. it turned out that brain tumor was stage 4 brain cancer. So our relationship it just took a different path than what I had imagined.
Mm-hmm.
So we got married 2 weeks later. And then a year later, we had awesome baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so
this blog is the story of that, basically.
Yeah, I don't know. I just started writing things down just for myself. I didn't want to have a caring bridge because it just seemed like something for dying people. It was just not us.
Yep.
You know, and I don't want to talk about, guess what? I don't know anything about actual cancer. I don't know anything about medicine and I don't want to. I honestly we go to those appointments. We just glaze over and wait for it to be over because afterwards we go to the Birchwood for lunch. So we're like, nice. Just thinking, we're like, what are you going to order? Okay. I should order this.
yes.
I'm going to get coffee cake. So I didn't want to have a site like that. And I didn't want to have to be, beholden to being this weird, cancer messenger, but I didn't want to forget things.
Yeah.
And so I'd been, writing things down and I started a Tumblr and I kept it private for a while. And then, when I felt, comfortable enough with it, I let other people I know about it. And I think I've been surprised that anyone who doesn't necessarily know me or Aaron personally, or isn't my mom, would even care to read it, which has been kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think that's a great way to set up. I mean, even bouncing from the consumption stuff and thinking about what we should have and what we shouldn't have, into our topic, which is really what matters. And
right.
Yeah. So we're thinking about the things that are important, prioritizing, focus.
Right. The things that are important that we should keep, the things that aren't important, we should throw away.
I don't know, to me, that most of the shit that you've ever worried about is shit you should have let go so long ago.
Right.
Long ago. I mean, you see it on Pinterest.
Yeah.
Okay. People will repin stuff that says most of your worries never come true, but you won't live it.
Right, because you're worrying about how many things to collect on Pinterest that say don't worry about things.
That's it's true. That's a whole nother show topic. Honestly, though, it's
if
just
you
like
lived this your one, Pinterest. Right?
God damn it. Well, I mean, seriously, we're in a culture where it's just like, I see this shit all day long, whether you're on Instagram, whether you're on Pinterest. And I mean, even the fact that I'm scrolling through these things, right,
yeah.
is like,
right, yeah.
well, what does matter? But I think, and this is a conversation we've had before, mm-hmm. is like, there is totally a sunny side to the internet. Mm-hmm. And staying on that is super, like, man, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
The internet, I mean, that's how we met originally,
yeah.
right?
It's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. And actually, it's funny. I think when we first met, I mean, back in the day, we had coffee. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really know. All I remembered was, like, I knew that you'd get, I'd, like, watched even part of it. Because didn't you guys stream your wedding or something?
We did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You streamed your wedding?
Yeah. I mean, you know, not everyone could come.
that's
like,
a good point.
I mean, not everyone could, like, drop everything and make it to our wedding. Like,
oh, because it was only a couple weeks notice.
Yeah. It was a couple weeks notice. It was December. And, like, tough family,
time to travel,
like,
right?
Yeah, we have family all over the place. Like, Aaron's grandparents are ancient and, you know, live in Florida. And they somehow figured out how to, like, open up the internet and get to our wedding.
That's
so
awesome.
Beautiful.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, the internet's full of shitty stuff. But if you just focus on the good stuff, it's pretty.
Right. I mean, and
rad.
The good stuff mostly is, like, connecting you to things that matter. I mean, mm-hmm. or connecting you to people that matter.
I mean, when you, like, cancer is a great example.
Sure.
Like, don't Google it. You're not gonna find anything good. Like,
yeah,
you know, right. when people find, like, when I can see, like, that they found my blog, it's the saddest searches. You know, it's like,
oh god, oh no,
I'm sorry you had to look for that. I'm like, I hope
Shit.
This was more useful than, you know, a forum of people just, like, throwing down, like, you know, diagnosis information and medication, things that honestly lay people should not be discussing amongst themselves.
Right.
They have no business doing that. Like, don't go to WebMD either. No offense.
That's an interesting thing, because it's like kind of dancing around ignorance is bliss.
Mm-hmm.
It,
a little bit.
Where
but
you stand
in some
on
ways
that.
It is, right?
Yeah. Or I feel like it's maybe it's not ignorance, but like being really conscious about what consume.
It's,
you know,
like,
and like
it's
what
like
you
conscious
choose.
Ignorance.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. It's
yeah,
the
yeah.
opposite of ignorance. It's yeah. like willful protection of yourself from the information that, like, we're talking about doesn't matter.
Yeah. Or like,
you.
I mean, honestly, I have unfollowed plenty of people on Facebook where I'm like, you are complaining so much about an earache. Good night.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I just can't. I can't
there
have
you go.
That. I can't have that in my Facebook. I just
for
don't,
sure.
My Facebook is a place for, like, pictures of babies.
And that's
like,
it.
Basically,
it's
that's babyphotos.com.
Okay.
Or, like, I like to see, like, what my friends are excited about, you know? Like, I really honestly do.
Right. Mm-hmm. So this is a good point, I think. It's the fact that when you say, as a show topic, for instance, what matters, that's going to be different for every person.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not like when I unfriend someone on Facebook or unfollow someone on Twitter, it's not like I'm saying you have bad priorities. I'm
no.
just saying that, like, your priorities and my priorities can't coexist.
Yeah, at least not on the internet. And it doesn't mean
right.
I hate you as a person.
No,
you know,
right.
but I just, like, I just don't need it right now.
For sure.
And I think that's something that we kind of, like, forget that we, like, have the right to do and, like, the responsibility to do for ourselves, and that we waste, like, think of all the time you wasted, like, growing up, like, really worrying about, like, what people thought of you.
So
like,
much time.
Nobody was thinking about you as much as you were thinking about people thinking about you. In college, I wouldn't get up to get something I'd forgotten in the cafeteria. This, like, at 19.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was afraid people would be looking at me and wondering, like, thinking I walked dumb to get
line.
A fork.
It was your value. It was your value system, right? I mean,
yeah.
And I guess that's almost kind of what we're talking about in a regard, is, like, an evolving set of values and, like, just really, like, your motivations.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And I think for creative people, where this kind of ties in is what I see as, like, just like you're embarrassed in the lunch line. I see a lot of people, especially a lot of, like, up and coming creatives who hold on to something and they make in a vacuum and they don't share early on because they're too embarrassed because it needs mm-hmm. to be perfect.
Right.
And that is, like, the sort of behavior that really fucks you over because you, like, you know, I mean, pretty much, let's say I'm working with a freelance designer, for example, and it's like something that's happened many, many times. It's like, I give you some direction and I give you some examples or whatever. Mm-hmm. I need to see something at, like, this crossroads in order to give you some feedback, in order to send you down the right path. And you need to not be so precious. You need to let go. And people are just, they're holding on too tightly onto all these
because
things.
Because to them, the wrong things matter, right?
Yes.
To them, it matters like looking smart, looking like you're on point, looking like you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But what should matter, and not to prescribe a set of values to someone else, but what really should matter in terms of the work is maximizing the amount of goodness in the work, finding the best possible work.
Have you read any Brené Brown at all?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, that's Daring Greatly to the max.
I read the full on episode, was it 16, McRae?
Yeah.
16. McRae Olson, who was he used to work with us on sets, mostly boom operator, doing a lot of sound stuff. And then he was on Big Brother 15 last summer, which was amazing. Like,
still, that show's still happening, apparently. So
it is. It's going strong.
I'd never watched it, but like I'd watched Survivor and like, and I knew like what it was, and I watched it religiously because he was on there. So it was like, because I knew him, and so I was like analyzing his game. But I read the full Teddy Roosevelt quote at the end of that, which was like the man in the arena, right? Are you familiar with that one, right? Which is where Brené's book came from. Yeah. I mean, so right, and that's a great thing. We're talking about vulnerability, really. Yeah. There is like,
in a way,
and in a way, self-awareness.
I would say so. Yeah.
I tie it in every episode.
Self-awareness.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can be totally crippling.
Ooh.
Or
empowering.
Or empowering. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. So I feel like a few things happened when like this happened to Aaron.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Which is that, like, it's not like that something happens, then nothing else matters, right?
Yeah.
Because that's just not the case. Like, your world gets, like, flipped over, and then all of a sudden, like, that's just how you live. You just live a little flipped over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. Like, and that just seems, like, totally normal, and, like, your life does move on. The world keeps spinning. And it's not like everything just stays, like, crashed at a halt. But I stopped giving, like, slightly less fucks.
Yeah.
And then I, like, and then I got pregnant, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to make a person. Like, I just, there's something about like having a baby too, where I was like, why would I care about any of like these really like small things? Like, why do I actually care what, like, I imagine that what I'm projecting this person is going to think about me, or like what somebody's going to think about something I wrote or something
how
I made
can
at
I
work.
Care, right?
Yeah. Like, how can I take it that seriously? Like, really, like, somebody like not liking every possible thing I've ever made doesn't, it's not me that they're not liking, or maybe it is. What do I care?
But then even then, who cares, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I thought it was really interesting and cool what you said, that it's not like everything goes from 100% mattering to 0% mattering.
Yeah.
It's like, it just
If you've seen me drive, you know that's the case. Like, I'm so sorry. Guess what? When someone honks at you and is like making crazy gestures, accusing you of texting and driving, that's me. Don't do it, people.
It's the worst.
It's the
God
worst.
Damn.
Don't do it.
It's the
worst.
Don't do it. We need to like figure
out. I need like, I want a light on top of my car with a button I can push. A light, this light right here.
Yes, yes. It's a nice light.
That just lights
light
up
in the studio.
Like, stop texting.
This is a audio format, as the listeners will know. And so she's pointing, she's pointing to a light box that we have in here, which is lighting up
which
a few things.
Which I'll be putting in my car, and the sign will say,
this is not
no texting.
Well, okay. No, maybe it's gonna be big. Hypothetically putting in your car. Yeah. Okay. So I guess the question then is, and whether this is like life shattering, you know, intense news, you know, like, okay. So Aaron, that diagnosis, that's an intense thing. But even on smaller scales, you know, we deal with intense news every single day. I mean, even like, we have an audio engineer, his grandma died recently.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So like there are like life happens, right? So I guess
I walked into work and like the main piece of software that we use to do our jobs like wasn't loading. Like you would have thought by like the reaction of everybody that it was like
a national tragedy.
Yeah.
Like, have you logged on to the computer? I'm like, right now it's closed, so no, but I will. Like, but you know what I mean? Like, if something's important, it's not like, if it's important to you, it is important. It's important.
Relatively.
Yeah. So we're talking about relativity, and that's actually a thing. So this is personally, and I want to hear you talk, I guess, a little bit about dealing with like, okay, so something happens, now what? But, for me, where this topic really like intersects, and it's something I was talking about, to Vince about recently, was like this idea of letting go and this idea of being more comfortable with like nicely imperfection, but just like shipping the thing that, you know, whatever. And, it's the idea that like, as an ambitious person, as someone who strives to make really, really good things and who cares deeply about their work, like the hard work I mean, especially as someone who's self-aware and who knows what goes into it, is kind of what separates. And so it's like a hard, like, dissonance between letting go and, like, doing the really good thing. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So it's like, it's almost like, oh, no excuses. There are no excuses. Got to make the thing really good. And so I guess that's where it's like sometimes hard for me to let go. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. Are you tracking?
I'm tracking.
Yeah. So I guess the question really to you is like, how do you, you know, how do you deal with things? But then also how do you deal with things being like, here's what I'm saying. So, you know, you start to tie your identity to someone who like gets the thing done and who is like, that is who you are. Right. Mm-hmm. But then you have situations that like impact that. How do mm-hmm. you deal with it? Or what do you do? Is it communication?
Yeah. I don't know. I was always like a straight A student.
Yeah.
Like super type A, like participated mm-hmm. in everything. Just like very, like I didn't come from a family of, I mean, my family is all advertising people.
Yeah,
right?
Crazy.
Sure.
So 100% child crazy. Of advertising was yep. never picked up from school on time or any activity. My mom knows this. She like peeled into the parking lot. Oh man, I'm so sorry. Like nobody had a cell phone, so it was just like, oh, she's coming.
It was like 10 p.m.
Yeah, 10 p.m. Like my hair's wet. I'm outside the pool. Like, hi. So I don't know. Like part of it to me is being really open about stuff. So I was always very like very driven, very linear. So to me, I would like graduate high school. I would, you know, get a excellent GPA. I would go to college and do the same thing, and then I would just graduate and like have a job. I guess I would be like an attorney because that sounds important. And sure. like I understand that you wear pencil skirts and suits. I feel like I would look good in that. I feel like I would sit in an office with a lot of books and
yeah.
you know, maybe, or I would just be like a writer. I would just like have this office full of books and dark shelves and I would just dark wood shelves. And I would just write all the time mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. things would just
sounds
happen.
Pretty great to
I would
me,
be
actually.
Like married by like, you know, 23 because that seems extremely
24
old.
If things don't go right.
God, if he has to go to law school, I don't know what, you know.
Oh
he's
yeah. yeah.
Do.
What
do
you, know? You would meet someone there.
Would,
right?
Yeah. And then I would have, you know, I would have kids and it would just all like sort of,
well, hopefully those kids would be lawyers
hopefully
someday or doctors.
Who knows?
You can switch it up if you need to, but
they'd join the Peace Corps, something.
Well, no, not the last one.
Yeah. and I don't know, like it was very clear even when I got to college, that was not going to happen. Mm. I sucked at college. Like I was so miserable. It was just too much freedom. And you know, I graduated and I just sort of like fell into like an awesome career. And that was sure. great. Like I moved to New York. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I found a job and I always met the right people to get me to something else that was amazing. Mm-hmm. And then I got super linear on that path. Like, okay, I'm good at this. I'm going to do this. You know, I'm going to work in beauty PR and be like really like busy and important. And work on really glamorous things. And then, you know, I was missing out on like the life with my family. I came home sure. for my parents' 35th anniversary and my niece and nephew didn't care who I was. And
yeah, right.
my mom and my sister had a whole conversation around me while we were getting pedicures, not intentionally, but just,
you just weren't involved.
I had nothing to contribute.
Sure.
And I moved back and, I found a great job here at Periscope and I, you know, still like, I was like, still like sort of like a mess. Like I was dating like literally everyone. Apologies to Minneapolis. Like I was like, sure, I'll go out with you. Yeah.
The whole city.
I've like dated.
Well, you were very open-minded.
Very open-minded. Like you guys were still in college, so it would not have been appropriate.
Right. I know. But still.
Still. Could have happened.
Didn't stop you.
No. And I like met Aaron and.
Well, hold on. You recounted the story to me when we first met for coffee that one time.
Yeah.
Was it airport, Twitter?
Well, we had
or
met,
was that a different
we had
thing?
Met in 2006 when okay. I first moved to New York. Uh-huh. And my mom, I was home and I went and visited my mom at Carmichael and she wanted me to like move back. So she was like subtly like taking me on a tour of like eligible guys.
And just to clarify, we're in Minneapolis.
We're in Minneapolis.
Okay, Carmichael Lynch is a agency. Periscope's an agency. Okay.
Yep. And Aaron like wasn't a stop on that tour, but he was like in a cube.
Okay.
The guy my mom wanted me to meet, so I don't remember meeting him, but we technically met then.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the next interaction was
so I'd like been spinning, meet Aaron, and then boom, I'm off on another like straight path where I'm like, this dude, I love spending time with him. Let's spend every single day together.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We fucking love each other. This is so cool. Oh my God. You have cancer. And things are just different again. Like spinning. And the difference between that sort of upheaval and anything else in my life is that I was open about it.
Mm-hmm.
About like not knowing like what I was doing and where I was going to be or like what the fuck was happening. Right. But I wasn't afraid also mm-hmm. for the first time. Like I knew like this is happening. It's not going to not happen just because I feel like my, you know, charmed life cannot allow this, which is honestly how I felt.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
But no. Like not even allowed. When they were like, he has a brain tumor. I was like, but it's going to be like nothing. And it'll be like 3 pennies or something. Like they'll just find, it'll be like a twin, a conjoined twin they found.
Take it out.
But it won't be cancer.
Yeah.
And I think that's the difference too. Like everybody, I don't make it a secret at all. Because it's not like my whole life, but it's a part of my life.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, every, you know, job I've had since, which is 2, like, I don't like walk into like my first meeting being, hi, I'm Nora, my husband has cancer.
So it doesn't define you.
But I don't like hide it from people either. And I feel like, and I don't, it's not an excuse for me, but I feel like if people know you and like you really let people know you, like the world will surprise you. Like mm-hmm. it will come to you. And that's part of the, you know, I read the Brené Brown book far too long after all this happened.
Yeah.
But I do think there's a lot of truth to that. Like that, you don't have to be like, you don't have to know everything all the time. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be like perfect all the time. And people like accept that.
Yeah.
Like people are okay with that. The only person who's not okay with that is you in your head.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, that's super, that's very eloquent, very beautiful. Honestly, like
extremely well put. Yeah.
The thing that was jumping out at me there was like this idea of expectations versus reality, which we've talked about quite a bit. And it's just like you picture your life or you picture your job or your project as one thing is never, ever going to match up. And so it's just sort of like letting go of expectations mm-hmm. and just dealing with reality.
Yeah. And if you are so attached to your expectations, you miss out on a lot. Sorry, guys, I'm blowing up.
No worries. I mean, you're popular.
I'm very popular.
Weren't in middle
husband,
school.
It's almost all emojis. I was not popular.
God, that's so wonderful.
Yeah, that's great.
But you know, I didn't know I wasn't popular because my friends and I were all geeks. Uh-huh. And I don't say that like every person is like, I was a nerd. And they're no, you weren't a nerd. Okay.
Fuck off.
Like you didn't like sit in your basement and like make TV shows with 2 friends that were just musicals that you made up yourself.
Uh-huh.
Like those VHS tapes are out there. They're in our
They're in the world.
They're in somewhere in South Minneapolis. I don't know where they are.
Mm-hmm.
But you made a great point when you said like the difference is what your expectations are and fulfilling those expectations doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're talking about today, right?
Yeah.
Is what matters is being happy and knowing what's best for you,
happiness.
Not fulfilling some sort of predetermined blueprint you had for your life.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
But that only comes with experience and time. Like we can't know
not fulfilling your Pinterest board.
Right.
I feel like Pinterest is honestly a root cause of a lot of people's unhappiness.
I feel like Pinterest is the root of all evil, right?
It might be. It's setting up like all of these like, you know, different and like really interesting expectations that are all based on a life that is not yours.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Like, so
it's a weird thing.
You
actually.
Know, like I get kind of
on one
out
side,
when
it's
see,
so
like,
convenient though. Right. It's just like a really easy tool. And it makes a lot of sense. But on the other side, it's like creating this culture.
God bless it. Like all my menus, Pinterest. Yeah.
Pinterest that shit.
Menus?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I interrupted you. And you're
like
really on a good
what,
tear.
No, that was...
like, I'm like, what would, what,
oh,
what
like,
are, what
like what to
that,
make?
What are
to
things
make.
I've eaten that I've liked,
or what that you would want to order?
That.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great tool for like remembering stuff that you like. At the same time, you like start to build this fake life mm-hmm. of like life hacks and perfect meals and cute dresses mm-hmm.
or
cute or
like
shirts.
Weddings. That bums me out. I'm like, it's all things that other people have done,
right? And so then you set this expectation.
That's
for your
a lot
life.
Of social media, though, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, I get well. There's like a cut and dry answer here, but kind of like, how do you focus? How do you keep what matters in the tunnel vision there and like let the fuck go of.
Yeah. How do you like physically even like tone out the stuff that doesn't matter?
Yeah. I mean, like.
Well. I have this tattoo.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I got it the day before my wedding, and I just hoped my dad wouldn't see it when we were walking down the aisle.
I'm just gonna. Meh.
Here you go.
Cool. Just taking a picture here.
Which is good because
we'll get this.
I went running earlier. Yeah, I don't know.
For our listeners who can't see what's happening, Grant is taking a picture of our guest's tattoo, which is on her wrist.
Yeah.
And what does it say, Nora?
It says now. Because even when things had... I'm like naturally very beautiful. And I hope you post that photo.
This is really nice.
Post the other one.
You were angry. You looked angry, but okay. We'll get in the mix.
Post both of them because people should know.
Yeah,
like, people need to know.
I often look very weird and I always tell people to post those
photos. What social media is, right?
Yeah. I'm like, if you've seen my 64-year-old dad, like that's what I look like. Basically, like, but with
wizened and
yeah, just like a handsome older man.
Yeah.
But like part of like when anything bad happens to you or anything unexpected happens to you, like you go on like this mental journey to a place that doesn't exist yet, mm-hmm. which is like you're just exploring and trying on all these feelings, right? Mm-hmm. So like
that is really on point.
Yeah. So you send out like this project to a client, and you're like, God, okay, and they're gonna see it. They're gonna be like, Grant's a fucking idiot.
He sucks.
So this missed the point.
He's the worst.
Yep, he's the worst. So we're not going to pay him. And then we're going to tell everyone else. We're going to give him a bad Yelp review.
And then I'm going to shut down my business.
So he's already lived out this scenario in his mind. And he's already felt the real feelings. Oh, great.
And then now I have to call my mom. I have to move back home.
Lose his apartment for sure.
I'm going to have to go back. Everyone's going to be super disappointed in me. They were all expecting so much. And I wanted my dad to be proud. And my dad...
Never gonna be proud.
Never gonna be proud.
Man. Never gonna be proud.
He doesn't care anything I do. Never enough.
Yeah. So I mean, Aaron was like lying in his hospital bed on October 31st, and we're laying there together, and it's dark. And he and I've never been to a hospital because we're young people,
and
we definitely never spent the night in the hospital. And it's so dark and it's so scary. And he said, I don't want to die. And all I could think of was him being dead and me being at a funeral wearing, I look pretty good.
Oh,
be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what I would say, what other people would say. And just like the pillows are soaked with tears because that's both what we're doing. Like we're not here. We're not there at the moment. We're in the future in some imaginary scenario and it's just useless. And now the hospital is like going to, I mean, like CVS or something. Like, we're just like, okay, here we are. Like, just like another place.
Mm-hmm. Because you're not like living in these potentialities you're living.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's, I mean, I probably would have made fun of someone for having this tattoo. Yes. I honestly would have. I would have been like Lindsay Lohan had one once that said breathe. And I was like,
come on.
Girl, come Lohan. On. Yeah, yeah. It's actually just like a naturally occurring. Like,
yeah. That's just part of your system, okay? Yeah.
You can't actually not unless you're thinking about it. But now I get it, Lindsay. I get
Lindsay,
it.
Lindsay, like, you've made amends.
Well, the funny thing is the tattoo that I had designed actually episode 17, 18.
And by the way, this is a perfect segue to our off-topic topic, which is tattoos. Mm-hmm.
It is. Great. Off-topic topic today is tattoos.
Grant, I interrupted you though. You were talking about the tattoos.
I was telling you about that. So the tattoo I'm getting, which is taking a lot longer than expected, but are you familiar with the term memento mori?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Right. Yeah. Right. Classic term. Mm-hmm. But it's very much in the same vein of thought, which is like, well, okay. So I mean, as the history goes, it was like the term they would, a slave would actually whisper over and over to a Roman general when they won a campaign. I mean, it goes back further, but it's like, and it was to remind them, it means remember your mortality. And it was to remind them like, today's your best day. Tomorrow you could die, be present, that sort of stuff. So it's basically like, yeah, you're going to die.
Yeah.
And I think actually in a weird way, like a lot of what we're talking about is that, not to bring it too much back to the topic. But no, really, I mean, it's just like, it's priorities, it's perspective. It's like, you know, especially when you sort of, you tighten the perspective. I mean, that's, yeah, of course, like as you tighten up your time or your energy or your focus, like the most important things are the only things that are in the vision, because everything else, all of the little things get sort of pushed away.
And you know why people get tattoos like that? Because we honestly do need that reminder.
Yes,
and absolutely. Something that people have said, not many people, but it just, no one knows what to say, and that's okay. Like, to be honest, I don't know what to say about any of this stuff. Like, there's really not much to say, but...
Hey, I love you. I mean...
Yeah, it's like, thank you. Like, we're like, you know, that's terrible. It is. It's sure. For sure terrible, but, like, not... My whole life isn't terrible. Right. Aaron's whole life isn't terrible, but people have said, like, well, I mean, you know, like, we all could die tomorrow.
I'm
like,
oh, great fucking point.
Great point, dude, but you don't actually think that.
Right.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Even, like, you... Everyone's like, well, you don't know how long anyone has. Like, yeah, I could get hit by a bus tomorrow. But you don't think that. You think you will grow to be, like, you know, 70. You think you will, like, see your grandchildren. So
it's not like there's a bus following you around in your life. Just, like, hiding behind buildings
with
and
a big
shit.
Black cloak and, like, a scythe.
There's no bus reaper that's coming for you.
What I've explained this to Vince, too, was, like, well, God, tattoos are dumb. Like, I don't know if I want to get a tattoo. And then I was like, fuck. Now I've really screwed myself because of the idea of this tattoo and what it means, I like have to get it or I'm an idiot. If I don't get it, now I'm an idiot because it really means like, and it's something that was like one of the more powerful things I've had, like that has really impacted me. This is like, you know, Tumblr quotable, but it was like, back when I was opening the studio and we had like our opening party, I had sent an email to a guy named Sage Ryder, who was like I think he's creative director now at Target. You just like huge mentor, just super supportive.
All around great guy too.
Yeah. You met with him, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, so I sent him like, hey, like an invite, and he was like, hey man, this is like so great, whatever. Like, you know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard, all these things, but like the most important thing is you're going for it. And he said jump and a net will appear. And I think he was quoting somebody, maybe Sally Hogshead. I'm not sure, but it was just like, fuck. Right. I mean, like every time you have a decision to either do something or don't do it, if you do it, like some form of a net will appear. It's inevitable. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, that was like, you know, I need that. I want to get that because otherwise I'm an idiot for not doing it and just talking about it.
Yeah. There's a net everywhere and it's not like what you expect it to be either. Mm-hmm. Like I did not go to like a support group and I did not go on a forum. Mm-hmm. And I found like women who are like just my friends through this. Like I'm not special. Like Aaron's not special. This happens to people every day all around the world. Like, and it doesn't care if you have kids or if you're young or if you're healthy or.
Yeah. And it's way less romantic in a lot of contexts probably. Right.
It is. And, but there are like plenty of women who live my exact same life. Mm-hmm. Like they just don't have it on the internet, but that's how we found each other, you know? So I have like friends in other states or like even in the city going through the same thing or who have gone through the same thing that like, it's so weird. It's like real cancer wives
of Minneapolis. Well, coming to TBS this fall.
Bravo though.
Even for Bravo. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but you also, I mean,
but just in anything though, that's really true. Like, and I feel like I don't know like what I expected, like the response to the blog to be, I guess just apathy, like general indifference from the internet or the world. Like I thought like maybe like,
well, we expect the worst.
Yeah.
Or just in all contexts almost. Right.
Yeah.
It is.
They'll hate us. They'll hate it.
Yeah. They'll hate it. It's
or
so
even worse
stupid.
Than hating it. They won't care.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true though. Like I didn't expect like really like anyone to read it, but.
Okay, wait. So to take a breather, some pretty heavy topics. Mm-hmm. Tattoos, Vince. Do you want to give us some of your opinion on tattoos?
I love tattoos personally. I think tattoos are an awesome form of self-expression, and I like both ends of the spectrum. I don't know about in between tattoos, but tattoos that mean a lot to someone, like I like that because you're kind of making an important moment or thing in your life
in the ground.
Permanent. And then I also love tattoos that are completely like meaningless.
Yes.
Just
those
like
are my favorite ones.
Yeah, just like complete bullshit because like it's such a laissez-faire attitude toward your body and your life. And it's just like it's like
it embodies this
to
like
me,
we're gonna die,
it,
right? It embodies that.
So like my brother, for instance, bless his soul, he has a tattoo. Okay, this tattoo is among the worst tattoos. the quality is like well done. He went to a reputable guy. It is the outline of the state of Wisconsin, where we were both born and raised, and it is a bright blue color, and it's got the Superman logo in the state. Right.
That's not even accurate.
No, it's like there's, I mean, it's completely just outrageous.
Is he a Superman fan? Or he just...
No, he doesn't like Superman. He doesn't have any like close ties to the state.
Yeah.
He doesn't have like a lot of state pride. It's just something he thought would be funny, and so he did it. Yeah. Now it's on his body permanently.
That's honestly one of the best things about Aaron, my husband, is that he's the dumbest fucking tattoos. Like, I swear so much on this. I just realized.
We're going to bleep it out.
No, bleep it
out. Doesn't matter. Okay. No, we don't bleep anything. Okay. Luckily, we don't have, like, a regulatory body that is, like, is listening to these.
Or, like, an audience that would care. Right.
Because they're all assholes. Just kidding. Love you guys.
Yeah, Aaron's got like a terrible heart on his arm. He like got it when he was 16 and went like camping. Oh, so it's all like mottled and just like,
yeah.
And just looks terrible. And then he has a barrel of monkeys tattoo anklet.
A barrel of monkeys anklet?
And they're what? like the lines overlap. Like they don't, like they weren't even drawn to like
Link.
Like they just, it's just some guy just took the template and was like, just traced.
Oh no, that's too good.
Yeah. And then he has like a tribal sun on his other ankle. That's so bad.
On his ankles, man.
On his ankle. I mean, two ankle tattoos.
That's like a lot of ankle tattoos.
No shorts. No shorts for this guy.
Yeah, I have to admit, those don't sound like on paper great tattoos.
No, they're real terrible. But they're the best. I love them, right? They're the best. Like if he had like real, like genuine tattoos, I don't think I would be that interested. But I saw those and I was like,
too much.
It's great.
I personally can't do tattoos because I have a fear of commitment.
Yeah. But yeah. That's tough. I'm very impulsive. So
that's
works
nice
for me.
Good to know. Good to know.
Yeah.
Next podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to have a tattoo artist here. And actually, we'll do that would be pretty badass. Get a tattoo during the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
It's very noisy.
Yeah.
The needle.
But I mean.
And Grant, didn't you just recently design a tattoo?
Oh, yeah, I did, actually.
For real?
Ooh. Here, I'm going to actually. This is like this is top five worst things to ever do for a podcast audience. But I'm just going to pull this one up.
This is like, I didn't want this to happen.
I know you
brought
didn't.
It up.
No, I know. I usually do the things you don't want me to do, honestly. Like I'm.
That's like 90% of the
okay,
show.
Okay, so there it is.
Did you post that somewhere?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It looks great, though. Iterated
it
version. Yeah, so it's
we'll show notes it.
Yeah, we'll show notes it. A friend who is like, I mean, friend by way of, she reminds me of you in that like, oh, she has fucking quirky, like fun sense of humor and also like gets kind of, this is a weird way to put it, but like gets life, right? Mm-hmm. Like just gets it. Mm-hmm. Okay, you get it. You're in on the secret. I only met her once when I was in Toronto last September, and she was just funny. And then she like reached out to me like a few months ago and was like, hey, I want to get a tattoo, whatever. This is what I want. And most of the time I'm like, okay, well, here are my terms. Here are my things. And I was just like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like guarding my time and guarding my energy and charging for it. And it was just like, okay. Yeah. Like, yeah, that sounds
good. Gotta do it.
And she was like, perfectly chill about it in that like she was like, oh, that looks awesome, like yeah, let's do that. And like, but was like picky on a couple of small points, but just generally loved it. Whoops, I hit a thing.
Cool.
And anyway, so it was a Harry Potter Deathly Hallows stag patronus.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yep.
It turned out really good, I think.
Thank you. And that's really cool. I'm very happy with it too, which
can't
is
wait
like
to see
somewhat rare. Yeah, I know, I can't wait to see it on skin. Like that's like,
yeah,
kind of like when this weird, like
the most dangerous canvas, right?
The first 2 weeks of July was what she said.
Okay.
Tanvi Swar on Twitter.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I know.
That's
I'm
so
like
cool.
Geeked out to see it. I'm so excited. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Sweet. Great tattoo conversation, guys.
Speaking of tattoos.
Speaking of things that are permanent, things that matter, etc. Can we jump in for some last thoughts here?
Yeah, I think we can. And also, God damn it. I mean, this is like so unrelated, but I love, and I just want to like tell people to go look at your Ralphiegrams.
Oh
yeah. We're going to give a quick shout to Ralph.
And perhaps that is like within the theme of what matters. But so Nora's been taking photos of her son, Ralphie, who, how old is he now?
17 months.
17 months. Mm-hmm. And have you been like week by weeking him?
Week by week, yeah.
Yeah, which is like, I make fun of people who do that.
I know, honestly, and like I
bet you
do
too.
Oh yeah, like I was not like really like rabid about babies in general. You know, like I wouldn't be like, I want to see more baby pictures, but like,
give me a baby.
Now that I have one, I am super interested in literally any baby I see.
Any baby's a good baby.
Yeah, I don't care if I know your baby. Like, I'm going to like that photo. If it's not blurry and just gross, people, like, I really do try to make sure that the quality...
You do expect quality in your baby.
I expect quality. I don't want, a half blurred, like, food everywhere.
No. Give me a pristine baby pic.
Yeah. Right. He can be dirty. I just want it in focus. I want some composition to the shot.
That pristine in terms of...
It needs to be purposeful, the baby shot, right?
Yeah, it can't just be like a dirty high chair in your dirty house.
No. Dirty baby. I want to see some baby, and I want to see some sort of action.
Toes.
Give me a concept.
Makeup on the baby. Yeah.
If there's no concept coming through, I don't know if I'm into it.
Yeah, right. I need a concept.
So I guess to our listeners, go check out Nora Borealis on Twitter. No.
Yeah, Nora Borealis.
Excuse me, on Instagram.
Yep.
Yes.
Or just hashtag Ralphie Grams.
And you know what? That's the best way to find it. It's hashtag true. Ralphie that Grams.
You'll get the full spectrum from his grandparents.
R-A-L-P-H-I-E.
Babysitters I pick on Twitter.
I know, and I've been trying to. I want to babysit at some point.
Not fast enough. I need to want someone on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, it's tough. We got shoots and stuff. I'm trying. But you know I'm trying.
She just segued herself into the questions, though. Like... At the end of every show, we ask our guests two questions.
Yeah. Okay.
And the first question is, how can our listeners support you? And the second one is...
Well, maybe we should let her...
Yeah, go for it. And one of those is Ralphie Grams,
obviously.
Maybe that's the way
we go about it, because we're overloading them with two questions, and they're like, one at a time.
How can our listeners support you?
What's number one?
Yeah. How can your listeners support me?
Well, you heard him.
God, I don't know. People, just be good people.
Fucking A. Wow.
That's the least self-serving.
But, I mean, listen, not to make you feel uncomfortable, mm-hmm. that is like how many people preface a thing and then they instantly go against the thing. So, actually, maybe it'll make you uncomfortable. But, like, yeah, I mean, that's Nora. Like, she's just, like, very, you know? And
that's right.
It's not like you're like, oh, look at me. I'm not self-serving. Yeah. But, I mean, that's just survive.
I'm not a great person all the time. I'm the first
person. That is actually an important thing to note.
Yeah.
Because...
That is self-awareness right there.
Fuck yeah. And honestly, that is a thing I think we and also mm-hmm. other people will build up. It's like any sort of celebrity, any sort of person you see, and you like see this idealized perfect version mm-hmm. of them. And then it's like, oh God, I will never live up to the standards, you know?
Yeah. Like I really do. It is a self-awareness thing. But mm-hmm. like if you are like self-aware enough, you do see all your ugly and you do try to overcome it like every day.
Don't get obsessed with it, but
no.
But understand that it exists, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Well,
so just be good people
be good people. Try to be patient with me.
Don't worry about following her on Twitter, guys. Don't worry about checking out her next
at
project.
Nora Borealis. Yeah.
Just be good people.
Just be good people.
And Ralphie Grams.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also like those photos.
Yeah, if you are like, if you're a decent human, have a fucking baby for the love of God. Because like
really?
Idiots are not hesitating with populating the earth.
Oh,
every good person
I know
is like, I don't know. I feel like I should like get married and like have enough money first. I'm like, money will just show up. Don't worry about that.
See, because I don't know that
jumping
I want
in
a baby.
It will appear. Yeah. So you're saying reason is actually screwing up our evolutionary cycle.
Yes.
Son of a bitch.
That's tough.
God, what are we doing?
Yeah, like some of the, you got to.
Let go.
Yeah.
Let go.
Reproduce. Go have some babies.
What matters?
This year, guys.
I'm going to be an uncle.
Go have a kid.
So that's like something.
That's good.
Just 3 weeks now.
Good job to your brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the tattoos.
Get another.
Get another tattoo, brother.
Or. Well, yeah, I know, baby. And
baby
whatever. Job. Well, whatever.
Mm-hmm. All right,
get them
all. I'll get on it.
Okay.
And then the last question is.
If you wanted our listeners to take one thing away from
only
your time,
one thing.
On the show, what mm-hmm. would that be?
What would it be?
Oh, God.
Doing the echo thing.
It's not,
so,
it's
so
not that
only,
serious,
so,
guys.
So here's the listener. Here's you. They're standing. You meet at a bridge.
Yeah.
And they can only walk across that bridge.
Yeah.
What are you cupping
just,
your face
here
for?
Here it is. Just cool your jets.
I'm trying to give you
cool your jets.
Everybody chill out. Okay. Oh, that's what you're saying.
Take away from that. Just
okay,
because
I wasn't even done giving you the context.
And
you
like,
already
by that,
know.
I don't mean that, like, your problems aren't important because they're not cancer. Because your problems are still problems. Like, honestly, my biggest problem is like that our dog was really high maintenance. That was really stressing me out. Like, the most stressful thing was like this dog.
Really?
And like, that's really just not that big of a deal either, you know?
Right.
Like,
if
I don't know.
The
just,
worst
like,
thing is a dog, then.
Yeah. And chill. I mean, I don't say that to be like, because I don't care that Aaron has cancer, because I do. But just like all of the things that we like torque ourselves up over. Like to
did
the max.
You just fucking Did you just say twerk ourselves up?
Torque.
Oh, I swear. Torque. I thought, I was like, okay, no, you're not getting away with that.
No, I did not.
Torque, like, torque. Okay.
All things that we just torque ourselves up over are just not that important. Like, and I feel like you'll be happier too. Like if you can just like, just cool your jets, just relax, take a breather.
Figure out what matters.
Yeah.
I guess that, if I may,
because whatever, what matters is probably 90% of what you're worrying about is not the right stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, that's great to keep in mind. I know that's true for me personally. It's tough to recognize sometimes, but
like the people you're worried about. No.
Don't worry about them.
Don't worry about them.
Most of
the projects you're worried about. No, it's fine. You're probably doing just fine of a job.
If you're probably doing just fine.
If you were the kind of person who worries that you're not doing a good enough job, you're definitely doing a good enough job.
That is because you care enough. That is just a perfect takeaway. That is too good.
Like if you care enough to doubt yourself, you're doing fine.
If you care enough to care, you already care enough.
But you do. Like the people you know who are like, God, I don't know. Like sometimes I'm just like, you know, kind of a mean person. You're like, dude, you're fine.
Yeah.
You know,
clearly if you're worried about being too mean of a person, you're already a nice person.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, that's something I hadn't really considered.
You know, if you're worried that you're not good enough at something, like you're probably good enough at it.
Uh-huh.
Cause like, think about the people that you like just despise the most in like whatever you do. And you're always like, God, they just think they're so fucking good. And they're just not. I'm like, well, yeah, they never like,
because they're not self-aware. They don't reflect. They don't care, right?
No, they're just like, yeah, I wrote this headline. It's pretty banging.
It's perfect.
Take it.
Yeah. Eat it.
Got a lot of bass in this headline.
So chill out.
Chomp it up.
I mean, that's great.
Cut it up. Put it in the stew.
So hopefully you guys edit that down to something like
manageable. That's perfect. Perfect as is.
Okay. I think we got it.
Nora, thank you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, it was a blast. It was really fun.
Those are two cool dudes.
Oh, man.
I didn't know you. I knew Grant, so I knew.
So you knew going in that he was a cool dude. It means a lot to me that I'm even in the same conversation.
I'm doubting my own coolness, but then now I'm kind of taking a step back and going,
if you're worried about how cool you are,
you're probably cool enough.
Like,
you're probably cool enough.
Then I'm worried like, okay, so wait, is the only thing keeping me cool my own concern about my coolness? And I'm like, oh.
In which case, keep worrying.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-oh. So I guess if I could leave with some last thoughts.
Please.
Never stop worrying. don't ever let go. You got to keep concerned about it because otherwise you're going to be off your game. And
that's true.
And the second you get comfortable is the second you're fucking done.
Yeah.
And also, you suck.
Yeah.
But hold on, you're the best and you're amazing and honestly, stop being so worried about it.
Yeah, just relax.
Your dad loves you, or your mom loves you, or
everybody. Or they don't, but that's fine.
Yeah, either way.
You love you.
Yeah.
Or if you don't, talk to me. Send me an email.
Yeah.
Don't send me an email.
Tweet it, Grant. It's much more efficient.
Tweet me. It really is. Mm-hmm. That's a whole nother show topic. It really is. Well,
but it is efficient.
That is it. Okay, so could I get you... we usually end every show with a ship it.
Ship it?
Yeah.
Just like that.
Like that, but like...
Ship it.
Yeah, yeah, but more...
Ship it.
Ooh. We're getting there.
Ship it.
You're belittling it. I don't think...
Ship it.
That was real close. But now, this is the last ship it that's ever going to happen.
Ship it.
Wow, nice. It was like perfect. Somber and beautiful.
It was measured. Thank you, Nora. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
We good.